Mondays with Maggie is brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, 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 good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 1230, WJCL, here in the Savannah Hilton Head Market. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am fabulous. I am fabulous. I spent a very quick weekend down in Tallahassee, Florida. Went to see a play, and spent Sunday afternoon hopping through some breweries in Jacksonville, Florida on the way home. Had a lovely waterfront.
Fun.
Yeah, had a lovely waterfront dinner with a college friend of my wife's, and we were back home Sunday night, and here we are ready to roll into another week. You spent a little bit of time under the weather after Seafood Festival, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a sad week. I was homesick.
It happens.
Most of it.
It happens. But all of that said, you know, I'm driving back from Jacksonville last night thinking about what you and I would talk about today. And I thought, you know what? It was a beautiful weekend. It was in the 70s in Tallahassee, a little bit warm. I brought long sleeves with me, and I was like, ooh, I wish I could ditch these. But it got me to thinking, you know, we go through it every single year. It starts warming up around here. They're turning Savannah green for the entire month because it's the 200th celebration of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which if you're keeping...
Wow.
Yeah, 200. If you're keeping score at home, it will be on Saturday, March the 16th. It's not on St. Patrick's Day. Whenever the parade falls, whenever St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday, they do the parade on Saturday the 16th. So a lot of people don't realize that. But if you show up here on the 17th looking for a parade, you're out of luck, Chuck. But every March, I mean, you know, you start hearing and seeing, and everybody around here gets festive and wants to be outside, which got me to segue into, you know, same thing goes obviously on your lovely island, the desire to sit outside and eat, you know, gets your mind racing like, ooh, where could we go? Where could we? Oh, it's so beautiful out. Let's go sit outside and have dinner or have lunch or have a glass of wine or whatever it is. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to poke Maggie for a few to go around the horn fairly quickly on spots that we like to enjoy sitting outside to eat and like. Do you have any favorites? We all have favorites.
The first thing that comes to mind is Coast in Sea Pines Resort.
Yeah.
Probably one of the only real oceanfront dining experiences that you can have where you can sit outside. And that they do a really great job. All of the Sea Pines restaurants, you know, we end up talking about them a lot, you know, because they do such a good job. But they all have outdoor dining, and they all have views, whether it's ocean, harbor, golf course, you know. But Coast is definitely the one that comes to mind. And where at the Sea Pines Beach Club where Coast is, they also have the outside beach bar, and then they also have a rooftop bar that overlooks the ocean as well. So it's kind of a synergetic thing right in there, where whether you're just going for a drink or an appetizer, or you want to be in your bathing suit or have a nice dinner, they've got it all right there.
The Ocean Lounge is what you were referring to. And it has a lovely, what do we call it, a veranda or a balcony?
Yes.
It's a deck. It is most certainly a deck out there where you could sit outside. I've certainly enjoyed many a dinner there on the railing there, literally overlooking the beach. And I think you're right in saying so. It's probably the only place on the island that I can think of where you can sit and enjoy a wonderful dinner because they crush it in the kitchen there overlooking the beach. Yeah, you can see water here, there, and wherever around the island, but overlooking the beach, that might be the only spot. Would you agree?
I think I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there might be a hotel or two that's got oceanfront dining.
True. There's a ballroom. There's a ballroom at the Westin. That is exactly right. That I've been to a couple of events there that's overlooking the beach. But as far as restaurant goes, I think Coast is the only one, and I really enjoyed that Coast, that Ocean Lounge up there. They've got a fabulous bourbon selection collection up there, and they do dinners and organized events quite a bit. And I get invited very frequently, but it's tough living in Savannah. Yeah, I'm going to go to a bourbon dinner and all the way at Coast and then have to drive all the way back home. So I don't get to participate as much as I would like, but it's a good time there. Obviously the entire building, the beach club there, Coast, I mean, you know, we mentioned the balcony where you can overlook the beach, but there's a big outdoor dining area. The huge outdoor dining area with the bar that you mentioned. And it's one of my favorites on the island.
Food.
Yeah. Yeah. I've sent a few people from Savannah over there, and I've gotten texts back from probably 3 or 4 people over the years. Dude, it was really good. It's beautiful. I'm like, yeah, you know, if I'm telling you to go there from Savannah, I understand that it's a haul, but it's really good and worth the drive on a Saturday afternoon, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a destination. And you can make, you know, an afternoon of it, an evening.
Yep.
It's a great place to meet people, friends and whatnot.
Yep.
Or you can just, you know, go with your significant other or whatever. But they do a really good job with calamari. Their hush puppies are killer.
Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good. I enjoyed very much across the property. As you mentioned, you know, there's Fraser's Tavern in the middle, but, you know, golf, you could eat overlooking a golf course every 50 feet on Hilton Head Island, I think.
But this is true. We've got a lot of golf courses.
Yes. Across the property there at Sea Pines Resort is the quarter deck, the last couple of years renovated quarter deck, which is so incredibly beautiful and incredibly popular. And I love every opportunity I get to go over there. It's like, oh, this is this. I kind of treat it like a treat, if that makes sense. How often would you say you get over there? I bet not as frequently as one would think.
I don't go as often as I should. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, as a realtor, I've got a pass. You know, I have a realtor card that gets me into any property, you know, where I want to go. So it's not the issue of getting in there. It's just opportunity. It's not a place where you're just going to go grab something to eat. It's an experience, you know, to go there. And so when you have people visiting or you want to impress a client, those kinds of things, those are the occasions where you would want to take advantage of that.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. I haven't been there in a hot minute. I've been to Coast more frequently than I've been to Quarterdeck. But the sunsets of the Quarterdeck, and we're going to get back over to the other end of the island here in a second, but the sunsets at the Quarterdeck during dinner are pretty amazing. I mean, you're looking back to the west at the horizon and Dufusky Island and the sun starting to dip and the boats in the foreground. Not the yacht basin boats, but the boats that are docked on the other side, on the back of the marina, if you will. It's pretty spectacular if you're sitting out there on a good temperature night. I mean, my goodness,
yes.
It's tough to beat.
It's really tough to beat. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I've over the years, 50 years of living here, I have enjoyed many a sunset right there in that spot.
Yeah, and the renovation they did, you know, the quarterdeck, I will wholeheartedly admit, before they did tear it down and build it anew, I used to think, man, this place has so much potential, but it was so dark and cavernous in there. And yeah, there were views, but it wasn't what it is now with glass everywhere. And you can look in every direction. And the golf geeks can stare off at the 18th fairway, you know, on the course back over this way, and you can look back at the yacht basin and the lighthouse back over this way and over the bay and that way. And it's just pretty spectacular what they've done there now. And then there's the market downstairs where you can grab a quick lunch. I've been told the po' boy sandwiches in that little market they have there, the grab and go yes. lunch thing, is really good. Have you had one?
Yes. I have eaten or grabbed food from that little market. Actually, more times than I've actually sat down to eat at the new quarterdeck.
And it's yeah. good.
Times when I've been down there, I've been showing property or, yeah. or you know, whatever I have going on, it's just easy to run in, grab something, and go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Making our way back up around the island. I know Sandbar. We'll give Sandbar a small bouquet of flowers here. I love Sandbar sitting outside. There's live music, I think, every night at Caligny Plaza. They do a nice job. Erica has a Sandbar there on Pope right at Caligny Circle, and then she also has a Carolina Coffee, which so you can be there all day if you want to. Coffee and on the weekends, entertainment in the morning, and then there's live music at Sandbar on the other side. You know, the view is traffic coming up and down Pope and going around the circle, but there are a lot of people on bicycles and kids and little, you know, pull buggies and all that.
I think that's fun though.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's fun. It's, you know, it's energetic.
Yes. I completely agree. The music is good. The margaritas are fabulous. I think Erica and her staff are in there every morning, bright and early, squeezing limes for those margaritas. It makes a difference.
It sure does.
Yeah. Gosh. I wouldn't call myself a margarita snob by any stretch, but you know when you got fresh juice, and they do it right there. So Sandbar for a margarita and some live music, and then up the other way in the island, and the whole part of the entire reason why you and I are having this discussion about outdoor eats is that last week we talked about our dinner at Benny's, which we enjoyed Correct. Very much. But upstairs at Benny's, they have now opened their deck. And you were at Benny's for lunch, but you did not take a peek upstairs, did you?
No, it was raining. I had lunch there, the other day? I took clients there. And it was kind of a dreary day, so we didn't. But can't wait to check that out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not ocean, but it's Broad Creek,
right.
which is, you know,
yeah,
stellar views.
Now, my understanding, there are photos on the internet of their upstairs space. My understanding is it's going to be a different menu than downstairs. Small plates, if you will.
I got that as well, yeah.
Yeah, small plates, obviously beverages, and views of Skull Creek, which, you know, you saw my photo of sunset at Skull Creek from Benny's last week when we had dinner there. But, I mean, anyone who's been to Skull Creek Boathouse or Dockside, or back in the day, the Chart House used to be there, correct?
Yes.
Or Old Fort Pub down the other way, which mm-hmm. we know is no longer with us. But any of those iconic spots on Hilton Head Island offer you that just drop-dead stunning sunset every single night. Am I right?
You are right. One of the greatest areas of the island for that.
Yeah.
Sunset Grill comes to mind as well.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about that location and that part of the island of the, on the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You and I had lunch a couple of months ago over at Skull Creek, and we enjoyed it. That whole scene there in between. You know, and for those who don't know, who may not have been with us for our last episode, Benny's is about a mile up the road from the Skull Creek compound, if you will, which is Dockside
yes.
and the boathouse and all that stuff. It's about a mile up the road. So it's completely different. It's not an extension. Oh, and Hudson's. We didn't mention Hudson's, which obviously...
Of course, Hudson's.
Of all of them is the only one that has, you know, dining over the water.
Literally over the water, and
yeah.
then the boat,
yep.
the dock,
yep.
you know.
Yeah, and they are
the full ticket.
Yep, Hudson's is the full ticket for waterfront dining. It's water top dining. But all that to say, you know, going back to the original point is that, you know, all of those places, now One More is Benny's and their rooftop, all of them offer stunning, good food, but equally as important, I think is fair to say, stunning views and sunsets. You know, we could rewind the tape and go back and listen to ourselves gush about Quarterdeck, but as a whole, that strip of restaurants there in Skull Creek is the best outdoor dining as a whole on the island, if you ask me. As far Agreed. As when you take views into account, not saying the food is better Agreed. One or the other, but that whole stretch up there is as popular as it is for good reason. Do you make it to, you know, it's one of those things I would think, you living on the island, that, you know, we all take for granted. Do you make it up that way for, in particular, the sunsets as often as one would think you do? Or do you find yourself, oh, it's been 8-9 months, I haven't been over there?
Well, you know, for about 48 years, I lived on the south end. So I would say that if I was going in that direction, it would have been more few and far between. But 2 years ago, I moved, you know, to the north end. So it's actually that whole area now is my go-to hub for dining. So I've been getting over there a lot. And I'm so happy about it. You know, that's a really good reason to live on this end of the island. And of course, I can hear everybody laughing at me because it's only a 12-mile island, right?
Right.
It's not like just because you live on one end or the other that you're only, you know, that you can only get to your neighborhood restaurants. So that's not true at all. It's just a matter of, in the summertime, particularly when the island is just so full and so busy, it's easier. You know, just to go somewhere nearby.
Well, I don't think anybody would disagree. If you know the island at all, you agree with what I'm about to say. If you don't know the island that well, you should know what I'm about to say is that, you know, Hilton Head has gotten more popular. Hilton Head has gotten more crowded. Hilton Head has gotten more congested is a strong word, but it is busier, especially in the season. And to go from one end of the island to the other for a grouper sandwich, you got to have a lot of want to when there's that many cars on the road, right?
Truth.
I'm not going across the island. I'll go get a grouper sandwich over here closer to me rather than have to deal with, you know, what could be, depending on the time of day and week, you know, a 40-minute ride from, say, Caligny Circle to Skull Creek. That's possible, is it not?
Yes. I mean, particularly, you know, everybody wants to have dinner between 6 and 7:30, and you know, in season, the dinner rush starts at 4:30 in the afternoon because everybody's trying to either A, beat it, or, you know, they've been on the go all day. Everybody's sunburnt, tired, starving. You know, so yeah. Unless you can wait till like 8 or 8:30 at night, you're definitely going to contend with congestion, yeah, trying to get to restaurants.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I do laugh at the lovely people on your island. You know, you get to a restaurant sometimes at 4:45 and there's a line, and it's like, you know,
that's
dinner.
Right.
Dinner is the dinner hour. You know, traditionally is around 6, but hey, got to get in, got to get out. An old friend of mine used to laugh at her parents when she'd go visit them in Texas. You know, at 3:30, her mom was always like, okay, we want to start getting ready for dinner.
It really is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But hey, you know, to each their own. If you want to eat dinner at 4:45, 5 o'clock, knock yourself out. The food is equally as good, as are the views. They, you know, they get better as it gets deeper into the evening. But do you have a go-to dish or two at any of the places we've mentioned that if someone wanted to try it, they should definitely do this? Put you on the spot.
At Coast, I love their shrimp and grits.
You know, I've never had that.
And I think that I mentioned the calamari. I love their calamari. So there's that. And then Skull Creek has great sushi, which is funny, but they do. They have great sushi. What was that roll we had that time?
Oh,
a few months back. Whatever that was.
Was it firecracker? Firecracker roll, I want to say.
Firecracker. That's exactly right.
Man, I can't remember what I did
really
yesterday.
That's really reaching in. That was a few months back. So that. Hudson's. So Hudson's does a great job with fried seafood, as everybody knows. But I love to get anything they have, like just broiled or blackened.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
Anything. I mean, they do a good job with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had dinner with Andrew Carmines, the owner, a couple of weeks ago. And man, you sit down with that guy and you hear the passion for as fresh as it can be, as good as it can possibly be. He told me that night about talks that they have with their staff about, you know, we're not a fine dining restaurant. We're not going to be perfect, but we got to be good as we can every single day. And you hear that kind of leadership. And he's just telling me across the table at dinner, he's just telling me this, and you can just feel it, you know, oozing out of his pores, how he just wants to have the freshest product available and the best service he can possibly offer somebody. And so, you know, when you hear stuff like that, it's pretty awesome coming from an owner.
Did he ever talk to you about how he started his own? He started growing his own oysters.
Yes, we will. I'm planning to have that conversation with him at some point down the road. It's been one of those things that you know he's doing it, and I'm like, okay, I'll get to that. He's doing it, and okay, I'll get to that. Next thing you know, the fall winter oyster season, if you will, has gone by, and I'm not necessarily a big person that says, oh, well, if it doesn't end in R, you can't eat oysters or whatever it is that the rule is, because, you know, I eat oysters on the Gulf Coast of Florida where they farm them, and they're farming them here. And so that whole thing is kind of going away. But middle of the summer is not the time to talk to Andrew about oysters. But I will. At some point, I want to bring the drone and the whole thing and do it for television and do it right. And, you know, we just haven't had the bandwidth to do that, but I'm going to. They really care a whole lot about what they do at Hudson's, and they do.
That's exactly right. As much, you know, as people would think they're coming to an island, that whatever restaurant they go to, whatever they order is going to be sourced right here,
yes,
in our waters, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, the demand is high, and like you say, there are certain months where, you know, oysters,
yep,
you know,
yep,
can't be sourced as well, and they come from other places. So, you know, back in my days in food and beverage, and people would say, you know, is the whatever the fish of the day was, or whatever it would be, is that from here? You know, and
yeah,
and of course, sometimes it would be, and then sometimes it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Yeah, they do as much as they can from as local as they can. I mean, you're eating on a dock.
Well, that's your point about his passion, you know?
Yeah.
I can't get oysters all the time. Well, shoot, I'll just grow my own.
Right, exactly.
Love it.
Exactly.
I love that he did that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we will hopefully get him to join us here in a conversation down the road. Maybe before they hit the summer season, we'll bring him on to talk about summers at Hudson's. War. I just named that podcast "Summers at Hudson's: War Stories from the Water." War Stories from the Waterfront.
Do it. Oh, he's so great. And you know, during Hurricane Matthew, it flooded, and then he flooded again. It was, I think, that next year, maybe 2 years later, when Irma came through. So he had, talk about war stories. I would love to talk to him about that process.
Yeah.
Such a popular restaurant getting flooded and having to sort of rebuild not once but twice.
Yeah. 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 Well, that gives us a good jumping off point, something to look forward to. We also have a lot of hopefully nice weather, and St. Patrick's Day To-ing and Fro-ing Wingfest is coming up on March the 23rd at Low Country Celebration Park. I will be there as a judge. Looking forward to all of that. Tell us before we get out of here where we can find you if we want to purchase a Wing Shack.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jaton Group at Coast, brokered by EXP Realty, and you can check out the website margaretcrenshaw.com. That will take you directly to properties that you can view that we have for sale here. So thank you for asking.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we will encourage you to get outside, go eat outside, go take a walk, go, you know, go for a jog, go ride your bike, go play pickleball. Whatever the case may be, get out and enjoy it. And we will see you right back here for Mondays with Maggie. Is that not correct, Margaret?
Correct.
We'll see you next week. Thanks. Mondays with Maggie is brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life.